Rav Zayin Amud Aleph. So we're concluding now. So Rav Zvid, four lines at the top. We're still discussing whether you're allowed to have a relation the first time on Friday night. Rav Zvid showed the mivul b'chilah Shabbat. Rav Zvid said you are allowed to. Ikad Amri, others say not only he said you're allowed to. Rav Zvid gufei bal b'chilah b'Shabbat. He personally got married the first time with this girl on a Friday night. Rav Yehuda Shara Lemivul Bechil Yantiv. He allowed on Yomtiv the first time to have relations. Amar Papi Mashmei De Rava. Don't analyze it and say only Yomtiv he allowed to. Lay Tame Be Yomtiv the Shari. Yomtiv he allowed Habe Shabbos. Also Be Shabbos he forbade it. No. Who Adin that feel Be Shabbos Nam Shari. He allowed it on Shabbos as well because it's unintentional. If he allowed to. It just happened to be there was Yomtiv that question. Rav Papa Mashmei De Rava disagrees. Rapapa, who's Rapapi's brother? He's the name of Rav. No, the Yomtiv Shadi b'Shabbos Aser. Rav clearly said that he was a Madaik, only Yomtiv you're allowed to, not on Shabbos. What's the logic? Omer Rapapa, Rapapa, I don't understand. Madaik, why do you think Yomtiv you're allowed to? You think Yomtiv is more relaxed than Shabbos because on Yomtiv we have a concept that you're allowed to do things when Oichel Nefesh. And since you're allowed to do certain things on Yomtiv, they're allowed to do the same halacha even if it's not necessary for food also on Yomtiv. So for example, you're allowed to shecht on Yomtiv. It means you're allowed to make a wound. So if you're allowed to make a wound on Yomtiv for eating, you're also allowed to make a wound in order to have a relation with your wife. Is that the vart? And that's why Yomtiv you say you're allowed to, but Shabbos not allowed to? If that's the vart, let me ask a question. Mutla says mugmi be Yomtiv. According to you, you should be able to go ahead and heat up spices that give aroma to your room or generate aroma for your clothing because you're allowed to heat food using your logic. The meteich shehuter have order letzayich, huter nami shalay letzayich. Use the same principle. What's the yeah?
How's a mugmi lo letzayich?
Sorry.
How is it?
Is that food? Fragrance in the room. Yeah.
I thought defining it means your intent is for that particular.
No. So I thought, without your vort, I would have thought the reason why you're not allowed to is the only thing you're allowed to do on Yom Tov is either food or even things which are not food, but things which are very, very common. And since it's not very common to have spices in the room, okay, it's awesome. But you come along and say you're getting married for the first time on Yom Tov, which is also very uncommon. It doesn't happen all the time. Is mutter, so you don't need kamen. No, so how can't do the spices? Amalei, I'll tell you the difference. It's a very important rule. Amalei, lechem akra. Look closely at the pasuk. Ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, only that which will be eaten by every person. Hu levad yaseh lechem. It's l'chol nefesh. That means it has to be an activity that everyone does it, not something unique. And therefore, how many people do spices? Only rich people. Very few people do. It's not dovra shav l'chol nefesh. On the other hand, getting married is something that's equal to everybody. Going to you in his damen if you have a deer that you want to shecht and yamtiv. This is most people don't shecht venison. You shouldn't be allowed to ram it. Let me just shecht it. I don't mean that this particular thing, the activity you're doing generally, shechting for eating, is something everybody has to do. Tzvi, tzal chol nefesh. Shechting of an animal is something chol nefesh. Masha'en kein spices is not. The Gemara is still discussing, we're right in the middle of the page, Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is still discussing whether allowed to have a relation the first time on a Friday night or not. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, hoyde Rabbi Yechon ben Tzaidan. Rabbi Yechon ruled in Tzaidan, in the city of Tzaidan, osur liva b'tchil b'Shabbos. Back and forth. He said, you're not allowed to, like the first brayse we learned, you're not allowed to have relations the first time Friday night. The Gemara is a very modern lashon. Interesting question here.
What's
strange. What, and Gemara asks like this. When a Rav is Mekel, says you're allowed to do this, that's called a psak. Because to say something is, if you're Yorish Shemaim, say something is Mutter, means that you're knowledgeable, you have to have a basis for it. To say something is Treif, you have to know nothing. It's so easy to say Treif. You think yourself, what did I go wrong? I don't know. So it doesn't smell good, doesn't sound good, I have a gut feeling. Treif. It's not called a psak. A psak is only when your paskin is definitely meyused on halacha, on knowledge, and where do you see that? Only in a heter. So ask the Gemara, Beya, that's right. The Kochet HaTeir Odev. Mi Iko Hayro L'Yisr, where do you find the idea of a paskening, legislating when it comes to Yisr? It's not us. Rashi, middle of the page. Mi Iko Hayro L'Yisr, Mi Kori Yisr Hayro, says, when do you call Yisr a psak? Mishun L'chol Odom Rashay L'Hachmed. Anybody can be Machmed. But Yisr Ein Zeh Smich Zvarin, to be Machmed, you don't have to know anything. Shafilu Min HaSafik, even if you don't know. Sha'ein HaLach Brula, you don't know. Hupa Bo Yisr. Anything you don't feel right, you just say Yisr. If somebody wants to make it mutter, say Michal Shmo, either he has to rely on something he heard from his Rebbe, or he has to analyze it with his own knowledge. That's called a psak. Says the Gemara, no, I'll prove to you that even when it comes to Usa, it can be a Psak Osa. In other words, not when you stam waffle, but because you taka Osa with hent and fish, you decide it has to be in Chomer, it can pass and use Rehara. For example, we learn, but now we learn that Mumbaz HaMelech, that the Hilone HaMalka, the mother Mumbaz HaMelech, her son went to war. So she made a vow that if my son comes back alive from this war, I'm going to become a Nazir. I'm going to become a Nazir for 7 years. And she was a Nazir for 7 years in Chutz Laaretz. When she then moved to Eretz Yisrael, Hillel said, you got to start all over again because if you didn't Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laaretz doesn't count. And Shammai said, it's good enough. Why not? It's a mission of the Chagim, Bein Isha. Anyway, so the Lashon of the mission is Hayrua Beisil. Beisil Paskin L'chumra that she has to start all over again. So we see there's a psak, even when it's a chumra. She'll take Nazir Oichev Shara Chedah. She'll be another 7 years. That's one example. Another example. You know how many times we learn? No, not every time somebody says something is Asr, it means he doesn't know what he's talking about. It could very well be a psak. The psak happens to be Asr. Another example, Chut HaShedah, the spine, Shenifsi Beruba, if most of it is cut, then it's treif, the very Rebbe. Rabbi Yaakov said, you don't need most of it cut, I feel a nick, even a puncture. And Hoyda Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov, Rebbe Paschal, Rabbi Yaakov, the Chumra, Hoyda. Rashi, Hoyru, Abbez Hill, Mishnah, he said, Nazi, Behiloni, Malka, she Yotze, Ben Adam Chumra, someone to war, Ben Nidra, Sheva, Shani, Ben Nazi, she swore that she'll be a Nazi for 7 years, Ben Chutzal, she lived in Chutzal at the time, but also, and then she went to Israel. Hayruah basil basil legislator today nizida oy zayin shana machedes we nazir for another 7 years. They try to work out exactly how this works because Hilani Hamalka was from the Chashmonaim. Hurdus took over 103 years before the Churban Bayis. Hillel was the nasi 100 years before the Bayis. So this story had to happen before Hillel became nasi, and this is Beis Hillel. Not Hill. This is Tamidim. So they say, so the Shainim say, it must be that Hill already had Tamidim, and not Stam Tamidim, but Tamidim, who could paskin way before he became a Nasi. So he was a big guy way before then. And we learned the story how he became a Nasi when he was living in Babel. Chut HaShedra, Shein Zeh Beruba, Yitreifa, Treifa, Zeh Mora Baitin. By the way, talking about the spine, Zeh Zeh Gemara, even though Rebbe ruled like Rabbi Yaakov, the halachas like Rabbi Yaakov were lenient. It has to be most of the shedders has to be snipped before we can say possum. And Machi Zechav Masni Hachlis Havilu Dabra Vu Shol Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov. It says Rabbi Yechon and Betzayin. He asked him, "Anoshami." And I heard, "Mahu Liva Betchila BeShabbos? Can you or can't you have your first relations on Shabbos? Are we worried about Chabura Pesach? Are we worried about Pesach? Are we worried about Chabura?" He said, "Aser." However, the Gemara concludes, "The Hilchas a mutter livel betchila b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be boiled for the first time on Shabbos." So the very last taste on the page says, "Now that you tell me you're allowed to be boiled on Shabbos, if you remember the last thing we learned in the Gemara yesterday, the reasons we had two reasons why you're not allowed to be boiled the first time Friday night, either because of Chabura or because of Pesach. But then the Gemara threw in a third reason yesterday. Since you tell me Mitzvah Shabbos is not allowed because you might make a party on Shabbos, nor can you have a chasna Friday night because you might make a party on Friday night. The bottom line, Taisus, v'lo chayshin on Shema yish." This chash that you might make a party, but I'm worried. You're allowed to have a big meal of chasna on Shabbos because we're not worried.
Because you're anyway
prepared for Shabbos. No, we're not worried. This is a gzeira. We don't make this gzeira. So therefore, Motzei Shabbos as well, l'cheira, you shouldn't have this gzeira. That's why in most communities today you have simchas Motzei Shabbos. I'm worried that maybe you're preparing on Shabbos. Not like the Gemara says you do. Back to the Gemara to that. Whether she's married the first time, whether she's a widow, you need seven brachas. Freidi Gemara, you're telling me you need seven brachas. Rav Huna, he did Rav Huna take say you need seven brachas. Rav Huna once said almana, a widow ain't a tuna brachas, not require seven brachas. You tell me everyone requires seven brachas. Elsewhere you say you don't need seven brachas, like Kasha. So Gemara, no question. We'll soon see. There's three different rules. Can be bachur shenas lamana if he's for the first time shav brachas. Can be alma shenas lamana a widow and a widower, both of them is not the first time no shav brachas. Frek di gemara nai meisa. Be alma shenas lamana and a widow and a widower they don't need shav brachas. Loi, where do we learn the whole idea of shav brachas from? Bayaz. Bayaz a rus. Rus was a widower, and so was Bayaz a widower. Ruth is a widow, and Boaz is a widower, and yet that's where the Shav Brachas from. So we see that even there the Shav Brachas. We learned Menayin lebiches chasani basarish. Remember, it says vayika chasaran oshuli vayemeshu poi vayeshu ubayas almoi shenos almana have. Taser already asked the question on the other side of the page. Lachayda Rus was married. It was a still goy then. There's no chasar almana. And from here being a ray, because the big machlek is whether boya, whether Ruth actually converted or not when she was married to Machlon, whether married Machlon Kilian. Here Taisa clearly says they were not megayer, because the machlek is in pshat. They were not megayer at all. What Taisa is saying here is it doesn't mean halachically a widow. It means practically speaking, she's a widow, so there's no excitement. The whole part is the excitement is not as great when it's the second time around as the first time around. Says in Moravite. So back to the question. So we see clearly Alman Alman. He's to make sure brachas. Every Gemara. My ain't a tuna brach. You don't mean you don't need shabbat brachas. That you don't need shabbat brachas. You don't need shabbat brachas for 7 days. So how long do you need shabbat brachas for? For 3 days, you soon see. No, but I want to the brachas. I want to make it to the brachas. An almana requires shabbat brachas for 1 day. A psula requires shabbat brachas for 7 days. Regardless who she marries, requires shabbat brachas for 7 days. An almana, at the moment, we don't know yet who she married. She only requires shabbat brachas 1 day. Freddy Gemara, you tell me requires shabbat brachas for 1 day. All the time we learned yesterday, shoktu chachamim. The chachamim worked very hard. Al takonas b'nai zol. You know why we had her getting married a widow on Thursday and then having relations on Friday? So 3 days she's happy with her husband. Sounds like 3 days you need to be b'simcha. She samach imo gimel be happy 3 days. Now, who are we talking about? My ibe bacher. We're talking about a bacher. You just said before bacher 7 days. Ha'amad shiva 7 days. Ibe alma talking about a widow. You just said 1 day. Amad yemech 1 day. So who's 3 days? The Gemara said there's a disconnect between Simcha and Shabbat Brachas. Simcha means the husband shouldn't go to work, spend time with his wife. Simcha should be for 3 days with by Almana, 3 days. But what does that do with Shabbat Brachas? Shabbat Brachas don't do with Simcha. What Shabbat Brachas? It depends. If it's a Bachar or if it's an Alman. Iba say, but Alman, Yoimecha is only 1 day Shabbat Brachas, but Simcha is 3 days. Ushlaish la Simcha. Or Iba say, but Bachar, but Bachar, Shabbat Brachas is Shiva, El Bracha, but Shlaish la Simcha. Rashi. It's very important, this Gemara here. So we see clearly from this Gemara here that there's a disconnect between Shabbat Brachas and Simcha. Nothing to do with each other. I'll come back to it soon. Rashi, Amr Shiva, sorry, boys, Amr Hoyd, Amr Mad, Eve to the boys, the Quarter Hoyd, Lamad Bunch, like the body, already had 30 sons and 30 daughters. The Babas, Amr Shiva, the Medain, the Tun, the Kamarab, the Kim, the Dain, the Shiva, but you don't need 7, McLeod, the Tun, the Kamarab, but Shiva, 7 days. Second Mother Vite, Mace, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise Mevorch in Lipsula Shiva, Psula makes 7 days. 7 days of Shabrach is Vol Almana Yemech. Sounds like always, I don't care who the Almana marries, only 1 day Shabrach. You just told me a Bacher marries an Almana 7 days. My love, Vilam Alishan is a Bacher. And we're like, no, La Almain. If a widow marries a widower, it's 1 day. But if a widow marries a Bacher, it's Taka 7 days. So why is the Braise spell that out? And say within the widow itself, sometimes it's 1 day if she marries a widow, and sometimes it's 7 days if she marries a bacher. And for the Gemara, Milsa Psikitani, he doesn't want to go into details, let's give general rules. The Lekka Psula, the Batsim Shiva, Psula, no matter who she marries, even if she marries a widower, has 7 days of Shabbat Brachas. The Lekka Almana, the Mechab, the Almana, a widow, no matter who she marries, the minimum is 1 day. She marries a widower is 1 day. If she marries a Bacher, it's 7 days.
Does that mean also a Grusha and
a Gorush?
Anyone who's not
first time? Second time, yeah. Rashi. That's what he said before, Bula. The Vorkhil, Psula Shiva, the Kamel Fadish. Upon Mechadoshes, when a new, why 7 days in a row? When a new face comes in, Mevada Kulin, Kol Yimei Mishter, all 7 days. If you don't have upon Mechadoshes, only once. Okay, we're up to Gemara 2 dots of Zion base. Says the Gemara, Gufa, let's analyze it. You just said Shabbat Brachas, Omer Nachman, Omer Lihune, Barnosen. Tana, we learned. Menayin Lebrichas Chasani Basada. How do you know that Shabbat Brachas requires a minion? Shenemar says that Boyaz, when he married Ruz, Vayikach Asoda Anoshim, he took 10 people, Mazikni, from the elders of the city, Vayyem, and he said to them, Shmu Poy, remain here, and they all sat down. So, Klovme, you need a minion for Shabbat Brachas. But Abavu Amahach, Abavu, so you know how you know Shabbat Brachas? It says in the Pasuk, Ibn Makhela is in a big group, which is a minion. Baruchu Elikim, they benched the Abishta Hashem, Mimkoy Yisrael, for the fact, what do we bench the Abishta for? For the fact that you're about to make another woman to become a mucker for more Jews. So therefore we made a celebration. Tish already asked, Makhela sounds like 2 minyan, 20 people. So he says, no such thing as 20 people, because either we have a number 10, or the next number is 100, 1,000. You know, by benching, we had the differences. No such number as 20. So Makel was mean, algemein, you know, generally out there. Rashi, Makel is Baruch Hu Elokim Hashem Mok Yisrael. Al Birchas Mokar Tzadikol. When you want to make a bracha regarding this, the source of procreation, we need a call. V'hainu, I saw the 10 people come in Hakel as Eidah, v'ein Hakel Pachim Eidah. You know that a call is not less than the size of a community, and what's an Eidah, Asorah, is 10. Kidiyal Finan Madas Meraglim, from the Eidah of the Meraglim. Ad Mosai Le'Eidah Hara, Yotze Yeshuva Kol. If you take them out, it's 10. So we have a chlek is witty, no minion by Sheva Brocha. Says he want to bite. But I'm not, so how come now they don't bring each other's pasuk? But Rab Nachman, who brought the pasuk from Boyas. Why doesn't he bring the pasuk in Makelis? The Mahaikra, the Bavu, and my daughter's baby, what does he use that pasuk for? Me boyle, you know what he uses it for? The Makelis, Borcho, Lakim, I'm going to say, no, you use for Lakitanya, for another din altogether. Nothing to do with Sheva Brocha. What do you mean, Mimok Yisrael? Rameir said, Minayan, how do you know? Shafilu ubrim shebemei iman, that even an embryo inside the mother's womb, omru shir alayam. How do you know that they also sang oz yoshir? Shenemar said b'makhelis in groups. Baruch Hu Elokim. They all said thanks to the Eibishter, which is by oz yoshir. What from where the maki soul? That even the maki soul, even the ubrus, that's what the pasuk is used for. Do a shav barachah by a wedding. The maki soul means while the baby's in the womb. Vidachnu. What is im kain? If that's what he meant, then it shouldn't have said mimok Yisrael lemakra mi beten. It should have said mi beten Yisrael. If you're trying to say there's a child there already, and inside the mother's womb, the correct wording would have been from the mother's womb. Mimok Yisrael goes a step before that. The mocker. In other words, not even yet in this form of an uber. Al iske mocker, who was celebrating what? Iske mocker. Rebavu. What did he do with the pasuk of Nachman? Nachman brought down boys. He had 10 people. Why else did he call 10 people when he married? When he married Ruth, he says no such thing. You know why he called 10 people? He called 10 people because he wanted to make a new halacha. Because why did the cousin, the closer goyel, why did he refuse to marry her? Because he said that she's from Moav. And the pasuk says you're not marrying her from Moav. Comes along boys and says no, that Moavi v'loy Moaviha, Moavis. And Amoini v'loy Amoinis, that a girl you're allowed to, he had to legislate. So he needed 10 people to make this legislation. And that's why he called Zakenim. Why Zakenim? Call anybody. He called Zakenim because to legislate, you want after the chash of the people. Nothing to do with Sheva Brachas. Ahu me'boyle l'midrash Amoini v'loy Amoinis, Moyavi v'loy Moyavis. And I'll prove it to you. Kadis, agadat l'brach, if you, Sachak Sheva Brachas, le'sagid l'av Zakenim, why did you look for elders? Says the Gemara, the other one says that can't be that shot. Why? He says when you legislate, you need 10 people, a business three, not 10. What number is 10? The only time we need a business of 10 had the first mission head in there when you want to buy a koyin and 9 people when you want to erchin. By erchin, you want to assess the value of certain things. Kakoyis, but a person of erchalai, that's the only time the Gemara says you need 10 people. Says the Gemara, v'idach isal gedatech lemidrish lesagid lavasara. What do you need 10 for? So he answers back, that's not a problem. You're right, you don't need 10, you don't need 3. But you know why I had 10? Lifish sumi milser. To spread the word around, everyone should know, because, and you see, it didn't help, because 4 generations later, when David was born, he still had the same issues. They didn't accept it. Ukudamule Shmuel, once Shmuel said that Avchana Bakhtar, he once called Avchana from Baghdad, Puk, go out, Va'aisli, go bring me, fetch me, Be'asara, bring me 10 people, Va'aimalachampai, I want to tell you what the halacha, but I want 10 people so that the word can spread. What am I paskin? That I have mezake li'uber, if somebody acquires something, so I'm doing it on behalf of this embryo, unborn baby, Kona, the child is Kona. However, Hichasam Zakul will come. Allah is talking about Koine. But Shmuel said, I want to say Koine, I want 10 people there. So we see the concept of 10 is not to legislate, but to spread the word. So that's the machlek. Zashi Bagtor, Eid, Shem Babel, City, Babel, Shema Baghdad. The Psaxidus, Shirav Shir Goin, Hinis Kedis. It's mentioned in the Sage of Shir Goin, the city. Hamazake Matana, the Achlu Uber, should make Ima Koine, it's Koine. So Tejer wants to know, we have if Shmuel holds that Dover Shalei Ba'olam you can't do. And the Gemara will see Gemara in Hamafkid, there's a Dover, Lid Dover Shalei Ba'olam, or Dover Shalei Ba'olam, the fruits of a tree and the fruits are not here. It's called Dover Shalei Ba'olam. To somebody who's not here, when I have to become a Ger, is Lid Dover Shalei Ba'olam. And Lid Dover Shalei Ba'olam is much worse than Dover Shalei Ba'olam. And since Shmuel holds that you cannot sell a Dover Shalei Ba'olam, how can he hold you could be even Zoiche for an Uber that's a Lid Dover Shalei Ba'olam? So Tesla answers that, one answer, that Shmuel holds that an Uber is actually called a Dover Shabbala Olam. It's here. You can see the boom. You can see that. You can see it. That's not a lidover. A lidover is a man says to a woman after I become a gay or a goy. After I'm a gay, you should be kudish. Gives her a ring now. That's lidover. There's nothing here yet. It's a new matis when you come here.
But if you're going to say Uber is not shabbala,
yeah,
he's not yet a bar kayom.
Doesn't matter. But he calls it since you can touch and feel it. It's tangible. It's real. And most people live, so therefore, I'll get back to Gemara. Now that we're talking about Shabrachis, tomorrow's Gemara is fascinating. You have to be here tomorrow to learn all the Rashis because it explains every one of the Shabrachis. Good for Drush. Tarabon, we learned. You make Shabrachis bebeis chasanim in the house of the chasan, which is chuppah. Only in the house, only by a chuppah, by Nisuyin, that's in the house, because they used to build a house especially for the chasm, that's where the chuppah was. That's where you do Shabbat Brachas. If remember Gemara Sukkah there, you don't make Shabbat Brachas anywhere else but the Beis Chasanim. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he comes along and says, Af the Beis HaEdison. Remember those days they used to be apart, the Edison and Nisuyin? They used to make Shabbat Brachas and Edison as well. Now why would you make Edison? It says, Machlek is Rishonim, are they arguing? Or not? Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda is saying, why do you make Beis HaEdison? Shabbat Brachas is because the Gemara says that it says in this Tosefta that a kala, that if somebody has a relation with this kala, kala b'le brachas is kila boil nida. And that's why you know, I eat matzah at a Pesach because there are seven brachas at the table, like Shabbat Brachas. It's by the Seder, the seven mitzvahs of brachas. It's like Shabbat Brachas. And like we're marrying it, all the Rishonim say. And if you're not allowed to have any relations with the kala without the Shabbat Brachas first, before we eat the matzah. So over here also. But in Yehuda, they used to, remember Teknim HaTayde, you saw a lot of it in Yehuda, they used to live together because they're Gazba, they used to get very friendly. So in Yehuda, they would make Shabbat Brachas as soon as they got engaged because we didn't trust them. So in case they did have a relationship, it should be with the Shabbat Brachas. So Lav Dafke, they're arguing. Yeah. Yeah. Amr Abayis, the Baye over Yehuda, Shonu, in Yehuda, Bnei Shimis Yachinim, they used to have Yichud, and blah, yeah. Rashi, the Beis Chasanim, Shidduch Luchub Nesuyin, Ab Beis Haedisin, Kishimikacha, Mevorchin, Kol Bich Chasanim, Kifarim, what it says. Omer Ba Yehuda, Hadab Yehuda, Be Yehuda, Shanish, Yachim, Ab Haedisin, Kedei Shei Liva Gaz, but they did deliberately because they were so frum in Yehuda, so they had to sort of get the boy adjusted to the idea of having a woman in her life. Kilakam, the Vich Mevorchin, Bich Chasanim, Mitchila, the time is at the Kala, Kala, Bleb Rocha, Asur, Lebaila, Kedida. Tanya, we learned another brayse. Mevorich birchas chasanim beis chasanim, or birchas edison beis edison. You know what you did by the edison? Birchas edison. What's a birchas edison? Birchas edison. My brother, it's not Shabbat brachas. What in the world is birchas edison? Says the Gemara. My mevorich. Ravim barav ado verabba barav ado. Tavaya they both say mashmeid. Rav Yude Ami they say baruch ato Hashem lekem alcholam. Asher kiddushon mitzvayis v'tzivanu al harayis. But also lanu es harusis, v'hitel lanu es anusuyis, aydei chupe v'gedushin. But there's no bracha at the end. And Rav Acha b'rei d'rav v'messayim, but he argued, mashmei d'rav yudah baruch ato Hashem, mikadosh Yisrael aydei chupe v'gedushin, do add that in. Now what's pshat v'asa lanu es harusis? Where did Eivish to ask harusis? According to the Torah, you're allowed to live with your wife, it's a bono vasa. So what do you mean v'asa lanu es harusis? Says Rashi. V'asa lanu es harusis, midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. She goes through Lono Ayichud Shal Pnuya. They asked that, you know, I'll be together with the Pnuya. V'af Arusa lo yitiru achetir chanez l'chupa. They also said Arusa. So when it says V'asher Lono Arusa, it's not just living together. Even Yichud is forbidden. U'bebrochi b'nishit kala b'lebrocha asur l'bay l'kenid. They said, you're not having a relation until you get married because you need Shabbat brachas. V'ad Rabbon, and I is only Rabbon in Buch Kana Brocha. Mevorchim v'tzivanu v'asher Lono Gashmir Chanukah. So Rashi seems to be learning that this is no different than any other mitzvah than Chanukah. Mitzvah Rabbanan. Big Machlek is a shiny between the Rosh and the Rambam, and it seems clear Rashi agrees with the Rambam. The Rambam learns that this bracha is a bichas mitzvah. Rosh learns clearly that this bracha is no, what mitzvah? The whole mitzvah is to have children. It's not mitzvah getting married. Mitzvah is to have children. And what does children have to do with getting married? As the Rosh says. And if I marry a girl who's an old person, I'm not married as an old person, and yet we still make Shabbat brachas. You still make a bracha, Hitler and Rusa. What's that to do with it? Doesn't have to do with marriage. You're not going to have children. Or what about if you want children, you can go get married to Pelagish. What do you have to get married to with the Kedushin for? Kedushin has nothing to do with getting married. So therefore, the Rosh says, what's this whole bracha? It's a bichas hashvach. Tesis has a very interesting kid here, and before I should try to understand what Tesis' problem is, and the cheder, that's the question. Look at Tesis. Tesis here. Where's Tesis? Shenema Vayikach Boyaz Boyaz Asora Noshim. See what I say? Umisat Kala the Maisi Krov Avroch Zivka. In Misat Kala ring a third pasuk altogether. They mean a pasuk from Rivka. When they bench Rivka, it says over there that they get 10 people. Who said that by Rivka they did show brachas? Maybe it was Birchas Edison. And Bahocha Birchas Nesuyin. And here we're talking about, what do you call it? Here we're talking about show brachas. No right from there. The Yesh Lulmud Misham, the fact that they made Birchas Edison for Rivka, and now the Chosin wasn't there. Says taste from here, we can learn out. She yesh levarich birchas edison liisha hamiskadeshes aide shliach. If you're not there by the kedushin, you send a shliach, you still make a birchas edison. Harayah shall the other shliach chayv the shliach. On the other hand, no light, no right. Neither smachta ba'almi. It's only smachta. That's sort of like mishdami mahasim. Doesn't say the 10. Doesn't how many people love and had. So Tais is going back. Tais says, I need a raya. That if a shliach makes a kedushin, you make a birchas edison. He brings a raya from loved one by Rivka. Then he says, maybe not a raya, because who said first of all birchas edison? And who said there's a minion there, blah, blah, blah. What's the suffix? The suffix is it a birchas a shvach or a birchas a mitzvah? If it's a birchas a shvach, then you're praying the Ebershah for the etzim minion of getting married, then what's chilek if it's a shliach or the chas himself is there? This girl now is getting engaged, got engaged, so you thank the Ebershah. But if it's a birchas a mitzvah, then who has the mitzvah? The chasin. The kala has no mitzvah peruvu. The chasin does. And the chasin is not there. Who's going to make the bracha?
If it's a birchas a mitzvah, why don't we mention the mitzvah
in the
Lashon HaBracha?
We do. That's one that I... So that's the Rosh's kasha. But that's a what? But the fact that he's saying the Rosh's question is, where do you find a birchas a mitzvah where you say, you asked us? Where do you say a bracha? You asked us flesh and now you gave us zvicha? We don't find such a mitzvah, such a bracha. That's what we call the shvach. Anyway, speaking of machlekes.
You said the Rambam is the toso in perche mitzvah to mitzvah dam that the what do you call it? You can't appear the rivia without chasna.
Who is the Rambam saying the toso that? It's the Ran. The Rebbe brings the Ran. It's the Ran. No, the union of perche mitzvah all that. He's the famous shit of the Ram.
The whole thing about the Korban Pesach, why does the Rambam count by taking this and the Shechtim says two separate mitzvahs, yeah. Come that everywhere else he counts Hechshem mitzvah to mitzvah, and he gives a whole pirush on that.
Okay, maybe. Another machlekes is when do you make the bracha? The Rambam says you make the bracha before the Kedushin, and other, the Raivet says you make it after the Kedushin. So we, again, if it's a mitzvah, you make it before. If it's Shvach, you can make it after. Okay, back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara, what's the machlekes to make up if you make the Eibush's name or not? If you say Baruch Atah, man, the loy chasim, the one who said you don't finish with Baruch Atah Hashem, midah habicha peiris, habicha mitzvahs, any other habicha mitzvah peiris, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, that's it. There's no second bracha. Man, the chasim, midah habicha kedusha, like kiddush. What do you mean kiddush? Because the kedusha is holy. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi, the Rishonim have a difficulty the way we make the bracha. I the chuppah of the kedusha. Kedushin comes before chuppah, not chuppah before kedushin. Chuppah is nesuin. Kedushin is kedushin. What kind of lashon is idea chuppah v'kedushin? So some say v'hita lonu es arusas is talking about when will you matter us? Only after we get chuppah. So chuppah is it's not chuppah v'kedushin. Chuppah full stop. V'hita lonu nesuin is idea chuppah. When are the nesuin mutter to us? Only after the chuppah. Stop. And then he said kedushin. Now what we're doing right now is first kedushin. That's how they want to read. Others say the fact is that today. The Mordechai said, the fact is today, first we go under the chuppah before you even do the kedushin. So we're talking now chronologically, not halachically, but chronologically. First you want under the chuppah, and then you do the kedushin. Rashi. Bichl peyde by the pedagog, eight. Bichl mitzvah, ala shchita, ba'ala mila, kibin dukul l'chad yohada. So one prays, ain't hefzik, back kosher, but then in between, leboi chasim, you don't make a second bracha in between. Kila ma'avri b'sochim, bichl sa mitzvah, time in my mission, no, you're praising. Hanam b'kul l'hoidoi, it's all one praise. Midrash of kedusha, no, like kiddush. Kivin the beloshin kedusha he. So Rashi learns poshut because the loshin is a kedushin. Because we're talking about kedusha he, is kedusha yem chasinba. Very difficult to understand. It's not because it's holy, because since we use kedusha and all that, it's like the word kiddush. And kiddush, we make up two brachas, baruch atah Hashem. We finish baruch atah Hashem. Same here. Ki hasin, but he chasinba shum the edge by hefsik and ki hu yem chilim k'toy kaddish. There we throw something in, and here we do no hefsik, but still because it's like kedushin, therefore we add. The Chaim have a hard time understanding what Rashi is saying here. Let's two more lines. Says, "What have I to tell him? I learned." Mevorchin birches chasanim basara. You make shavu brachas by 10 kol shiva for 7 days. Omer Rav Yehuda v'hu shebo panim chadoshes. Only the panim chadoshes comes in. What's the panim chadoshes business? Let's do Rashi. Panim chadoshes b'chol yoyim shlohayu shemetmo. So Rashi takes it very literally. Doesn't matter who this person is. Anybody who was not there yesterday or was not there by the chasna is panachadosha. Look at Taisa, the last line. Different definition of Pan Chadashis. Panim Chadashis ain't koyde. You know what Pan Chadashis? Ella b'bnei Adam shemar bim b'shvilam asimcha. That's time a person. Somebody that if he would have come, he would have added more food for him, or he adds simcha to the ambiance here. Yosef and Shabbos the same thing. The Chashbin and Pan Chadashis. You know why Shabbos can Pan Chadashis? Damrin about God and Mizma Shir liyema Shabbos machleik la Malk as well. But Shabbos definitely is Pan Chadashis. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadashis Bolakan Neima Shira Hasam Nami Marbin Lekaver the Shabbos Besichusude because the Shabbos you add more Simcha. The Rambam says like Rashi means according to Rambam and Rashi you don't need somebody Chashuv that because of them you're making a Simcha. Anybody comes in that wasn't there by the Chasna you have you make a thing. Others say no. You look into the Rishonim, sorry? No, not at all. You look into some of the Rishonim, you see clearly that the Shabbos bracha is actually made before the meal started. First they made Shabbos bracha, then they sat down to eat. And there's a big machleik, that simcha, what it means, and there's a famous Taz who asks the holy Shabbos bracha, say it doesn't make sense because Gemara Sukkah says it can only be b'mokam chuppah. And today we go from house to house. So what right do you have to make Shabbos brachas?
Yes, it can be in the same house. Oh, yeah. Make it only in the house of the chuppah.
That's what it was. Gemara says, ain't simcha el b'mokam chuppah. That's what Gemara says. Anyhow, tomorrow we'll learn what the Shabbos brachas are.